So, Dr. Van Kuren, thanks for your time. I wanted to talk to you about the possibility of radioactivity from Japan reaching California. I know there's been a lot of concern in the news about what has happened in Japan with the Japanese people and the radioactivity that is directly around them within a few miles. But when we talk about radioactivity making it eastward thousands of miles, how likely is that really to happen?
It depends upon the nature of the release. The current releases that we're reading about in the news right now, those are mostly venting of steam, don't have a high potential to make it across the Pacific. If there were a very energetic release, either a very large steam explosion or something like that, that could push material high into the atmosphere a mile to 3 miles up in the air, then the potential for transport would become quite significant. It would still be quite diluted as it crossed the Pacific, and large particles would fall out due to gravity in the trip across the Pacific. So what would be left would be relatively small particles, 5 microns or less in diameter, and they would be spread out over a very wide plume by the time it arrived in North America.
Now, there's radiation, and then there's radiation. If any of this actually reached us, what kind of radiation would we be talking about? Are we talking about the kind of radiation you get when you do an X-ray at your doctor's office, or the kind of radiation that we would think of with Chernobyl, or something less than that, or more than that? What would we actually get?
Well, I think our experience with Chernobyl is instructive in that there was a very large release and a huge amount of heat because of the Chernobyl reactor was very different from the Japanese reactors, but it had a graphite core which caught fire, and so it provided a huge amount of energy to melt and vaporize and lift high into the atmosphere the contents of the core.
Now that's different.
So that was a much more massive release than one would likely see from a boiling water reactor like the one in Japan. But even with Chernobyl, we see that the long-lasting effects have been fairly geographically constrained to the immediate area around there, and the people who were most seriously injured were the people who lived around the plant and the firefighters who were dealing with the emergency.
So
I'm thinking that based on that experience, and since it's unlikely that this could create something of that scale, that the risk in North America is probably quite small. But to actually quantify that risk would be very difficult because you first have to know how big the release was and what was released. And that's something we wouldn't know really until after the release had occurred.
How do we monitor for something like that?
The monitoring is fairly straightforward. You basically just pull filter samples from the air and then take them into laboratory, and you can directly measure the radiation on them, or you can do various analyses to determine exactly what radioactive elements are in the filter.
So suppose there was some kind of radioactive drift from Japan. Suppose it was heading eastward. Talk to me about the impacts you think, if not to California, are we talking Hawaii, Micronesia? I mean, how far across the Pacific would we expect there to be some kind of measurable, significant radioactive impact?
Again, that's really hard to say because it depends upon the meteorology and when the release occurs. If the stuff were caught up in rain, then it would be rained into the ocean, and most of the risk would be dissipated before it got across the Pacific. If it were released into a dry air mass that was headed this way, then more of it could make it across the Pacific. But it's, as I said, using the analogy of the Chernobyl disaster, it seems unlikely that it would be a large health risk, but to actually quantify that risk is outside my ability.
Okay, so worst case scenario, suppose that it did reach our shores, it was significant, there was genuine concern about radioactivity in California wafting over from Japan. Just for the sake of argument, what would we do about it?
The biggest concern is that there's not much can be done about it because the mechanism by which it would be deposited would be it would just settle onto the land or be rained out in rainwater, and then the materials would be on the soil surface and in the water, and so we would probably see it as enhanced radiation in the rivers coming out of the Sierra Nevada or something like that. But it would be a very small enhancement based on anything that we have right now. So while it would be measurable, it's certainly not something to worry about at this moment. The important thing to remember is that it would be quite dilute by the time it got here, and that the stuff that has a high propensity to fall to the ground, which is what carries the risk into the food chain and that sort of thing, the most of that fallout would have happened before it got here. There would be a measurable radioactive cloud if there were a very large release, but I don't think it would be anything like the sort of problem it poses in the immediate area around the reactors.